Places in the Heart is a movie from the mid-1980s. It tells the story of a Texas family struggling to survive the Great Depression. The main character in the movie is a white woman named Edna. Her husband is the sheriff of their small town of Waxahachie. One Sunday, he's called away from dinner to deal with a black teen who's intoxicated and shooting off a gun by the railroad tracks. And just as the boy is about to surrender his weapon, it accidentally fires, instantly killing the sheriff. Much to Edna's horror, a crowd of whites take the youth to her house and in front of her, lynch him. The movie focuses on Edna's efforts to save the family farm and keep her two children from going hungry. The backdrop of the movie from beginning to end is the relentless racism that pervades that town. I only saw the movie once, and I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember very clearly the ending. Edna and her children are at a communion service at the little church in town. All the townspeople are there, the ones who have been kind to her and the ones who have been terrible. It looks like an ordinary communion service. And then suddenly we notice that the characters who have died, like Edna's husband and the boy who accidentally shot him, they're there too. These two, in fact, are sitting right next to each other in the front row. The black hired man who worked for Edna and was run out of town by the KKK, he's there too. The film has catapulted into the realm of the imaginary. Dead people don't sit in the pews at churches. In that town, certainly in those days, blacks and whites didn't sit together in the same church. The movie's closing image is the sheriff handing communion to the teen who killed him. The lingering picture the movie leaves is of a town that somehow is overcoming the hatred and the bigotry that have long torn it apart. It is a picture of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of peace, and justice. And no, this is not how the world is, then or now. It's a fantasy. But it is how the world ought to be. And it's a reminder of the prize that we need to keep our eyes on. It poses the question, what can I do, what can you do in our everyday life to help that picture actually come to life? It's also a beautiful illustration of how community is not limited to just the people who currently abide in it. Community is made up of those who went before, their lives intertwined with the lives of the people in the community today. So when I first saw Places in the Heart in 1985, I had never heard of the Flower Communion Service. I encountered the Flower Communion 3 years later, and that movie's last scene was still fresh enough in my mind that it surfaced during that first Flower Communion, and I think of it every single year. For me, Flower Communion is not just about those in the room who bring their flowers in and then come forward to take a flower. For me, Flower Communion is a much deeper ritual. Reverend Norbert Čapek created the ritual for his Unitarian Church in Prague about 100 years ago. He had a dream of a world that would be characterized by forgiveness, by reconciliation, peace, and justice. And he believed so passionately in this dream that he found the courage to speak out against the Nazis. He paid the ultimate price for his commitment to this dream. He was killed at Auschwitz. In every flower communion we do here, I imagine Norbert Čapek coming up to the altar to get a flower. He is part of our communion, even here on the other side of the world 100 years later. He is part of our holy community of memory and hope. I picture other pioneers of our faith coming forward too. Michael Servetus, David Ferens, Olympia Brown, James Reeb, Susan B. Anthony, Toribio Kamada. Their flowers are in our bouquet too. And I see the beloved fellowship members who have died coming forward with the rest of us. Len Wise and Emily West and Judy Pope, Robert Nordlander and little Max Geary. I see Linda Horowitz and Ted Marjenka and Margaret Ferris. I see Bill and Mary Jane Dunwoody and Jody Kaser and David Kaczynski. I see Clayton Liddell and Les Gunter and Nushi Ward. I see Harriet Tippett and Christine Wise Morgan. And next to Christine, her husband from Transylvania who died so tragically and young, Balazs Ferens. I see Keish Latsy. I see all the folks who I've had the privilege, the honor of officiating at their memorial services for these past 25 years. I haven't counted them, but I think it's probably a couple hundred. And I see those who have moved away from the Fox Valley, like Alan West, like Nola Abraham and Dennis, Mike and Yvonne Fort, Cynthia and Al Johnson. I see those who have moved away but will rejoin us one day, the Tiramacos. They're all here with us in this room. Everybody who made this faith what it is, who made this fellowship what it is today, they're here with us. Today, feel their presence. They are here. They will always be here.